27 minutes to go till 4 o'clock. It's downtown from Seasons Main Street, Bangor, here on the Pulse, WZON. Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly. Rich Kimble, Ryan Waning with you up till 6 o'clock tonight. Our next guest on downtown joining us in the G&M Family Market phone line, Boston-based comedian who has appeared on Conan O'Brien show and, by all accounts, kicked ass and took names at Just for Laughs up in Montreal. Matt Donaher joins us. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Hi.
Did they make you an honorary Canadian citizen? You did such a great job in Montreal.
No, I just have a lifetime of Canadian ham now.
That's fantastic. A little back bacon.
That's good. Yeah.
Wash it down with some Labatt's. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice of them.
So, Matt, before we talk about what you've been doing recently, take us back to the beginning. What made you want to start doing stand-up in the first place?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know you could go and do stand-up. My friend Billy Marshall, who is also from Hudson, New Hampshire, which is where we're from, he wanted to go do stand-up, and he wanted to go to an open mic. And he had even actually one time, I think, tried to convince couple of my friends and I had to go watch an open mic, and I didn't know what that meant. I don't think we ended up finding it. That I remember us driving around and we couldn't find it, and none of us were, only he was interested in it because only he knew what he was talking about, basically. And then I think maybe another year or two went by and he brought it up again. He wanted to go to this open mic and try it, and so we went down to Sally O'Brien's in Somerville, Massachusetts, and we tried it there, and we just became very addicted very quickly. We would search for open mics in New Hampshire where we were living, and but we also would just constantly drive down to the Boston area to do open mics.
Who were some of the guys that you were working with at that time, and who did you look up to when you were doing just starting out?
Oh, definitely number one with the bullet is Tom Dustin. He just recorded an album, so check that out.
He's great.
Tom Dustin, definitely. Sean Sullivan was a guy I would look up to, and Josh Gondelman, who was hosting the mic at Sally O'Brien's, was someone I would look up to. Those guys, definitely. And then just my people I ended up becoming really good friends with at that time were like Ahmed Barucha, who's you know, he just recorded a half-hour special for Comedy Central and his album for Comedy Central. He's doing great now. And Tim Vargulish and Gary Peterson are also comics that had already been doing stand-up when I started, but very happy to say they became, the people that I was hanging around with the most and my closest friends.
Matt, who are the guys that you looked up to? Maybe your comedy heroes that you've tried to emulate?
Oh, It's funny. My dad is a military guy. I'm a military brat, so my parents are very strict about what I was allowed to watch. So kind of like, I think I didn't know you could go do stand-up. I didn't get to watch that much stand-up. I remember, if we're talking early on, I remember absolutely loving the amazing Jonathan and Laura Keitlinger and Maria Bamford and the Sklar brothers. And those are the people that I remember seeing very, 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 and Harlan Williams. Those people are the ones that had specials that really burned themselves into my brain. But and once I got started, and then there was a long time, I always liked other kinds of comedy. I liked the show Mr. Show a lot with Bob Odenkirk and David Cross, and I liked, my favorite show of all time was Seinfeld, and I did have that record. I did have that album. I did buy that because I was such a big fan of the show, and I remember Billy and I listening to that record at night sometimes when he would come over. So those probably had the biggest influence for me. Then as I got started, people I would look up to, Brian Kiley, who is a writer at Conan and a fantastic joke writer. Jonathan Katz, who did Dr. Katz, Wendy Liebman, Stephen Wright, and Emo Phillips.
Coming from the Boston scene, which has such a rich comedy history, what is it that you think makes the Boston, the people that come out of the Boston scene so special?
Well, I have thought about this quite a bit. I think it might be that the comics here are very honest and will help you, will try to help you as best they can. Not to say that other scenes, they don't help you, but Boston is very honest about your jokes in terms of like they'll in a nice way tell you like that's a hack joke or that's been done many times before. They're very good about policing, but in the best way. They really care about jokes in Boston, I think. I don't know why. I don't know how it gets passed down every generation, because you would think maybe the next generation just wouldn't care, that they'd have different priorities in comedy. But Boston, I think, for whatever reason, has really always prioritized the joke. And I think having a place like the Comedy Studio, which is my, you know, my, that's my home club, and that's in Cambridge, and you know, having it be across the street from Harvard or be in Harvard Square, I don't know, but they are very, they are always seem to be really focused on both the club, the comics there, and the audience in creating things that you just don't see everywhere and that are unique and have a strong voice or good, the comedian has a strong voice. So I don't know, you know, it's not to say that other towns won't help you, but, no place other than I've seen but Boston, is you see comics, they're not talking about the same things everyone else will talk about. Like, you know, sometimes in New York or LA, you go to open mics or you go to shows, and you can kind of just tell by the, you know, four comics, five comics you end up seeing what's going on, what's the hot topic to talk about. I remember when the documentary Blackfish came out, that was a huge, everyone had a Blackfish joke, everyone had a Tinder joke, everyone... You know, that doesn't really happen in Boston. Like, if you see someone with a joke about something, people don't usually try to emulate that. They end up just going, oh, well, he has that joke, let me try to do this. And I think that ends up really making you a hard worker and making you a unique act.
We're talking with Matt Donaher. You can learn more about Matt by going to his website, mattdonaher.com. And I was reading there that in addition to the performance at Just for Laughs, that led to you getting chosen to perform on a gala that'll be on the CW, hosted by Howie Mandel. Did you try to shake his hand just to mess with him?
Well, no, I knew that going in, so I kind of was just... I was more of a thumbs-up guy for him. he seemed to appreciate that.
So what's coming up next for you, Matt? On the heels of all of that, obviously you're still working. What's some big fence post things that you have coming up we can tell the listeners about?
Oh, well, I'm actually coming home to Boston for a string of shows at my home club, the Comedy Studio. So I am going to be at the Comedy Studio. Let me grab you those dates. And also I'm going to be at a very fun show if this goes out to Rhode Island area, a very fun show out in Rhode Island at the AS220 Empire Review on October 2nd, I believe, but 1 second, so hold on. On September, I'll be at the Comedy Studio September 14th until the 18th. And then I will come back to Boston to do an opening for Richard Lewis at Laugh Boston on September 29th through October 1st. And then on October 2nd, I'll be in Rhode Island at the Empire Review show, which is at AS220. And that show is a blast. It's a big variety show. So any of those shows I think would be fun. Comedy Studio, Richard Lewis, or you come see a big ta-da sketch variety show at AS220 in Rhode Island.
That's fantastic. Matt, thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon. We wish you continued success and good luck in your career, and we'll talk with you again down the road.
Okay, hey, thank you so much, you guys. Let me know if you guys need any Canadian hammer or anything. I'll send you some, okay?
We'll keep that in mind. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Bye, guys.
Matt Donaher.